Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers. And now, here's your host, Rick Ingram.
Hi, guys. Welcome back. Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers. I'm Rick Ingram. We got strangers. Strangers for days. In fact, a full bus of strangers. Our first stranger, Paul Costabile. Costabile?
Yeah, beautiful.
God, nailed it. I'm feeling pretty good. Obviously, everything's turning up Ingram today. Welcome. Thank you for being here,
Thanks
man.
Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for saying that right.
Yeah, I had to ask you several times. I don't want people at home to think I'm a decent person who can remember things very well.
Right.
But I looked at it, and then I felt the pressure. And I said, this guy, he's real deal Italian. How tall are you?
With the hair?
Yeah.
It depends, because when my hair is coiffed like this, it's a couple inches.
It goes extra.
I also spray, I just want to say publicly, I spray it in. Like
nice.
I thicken it.
You spray the
hair?
Yeah,
I know you're filming, so I want people to think like, wow, he's not thinning at all. There's paint on my head right now. Literally paint. Black paint.
That's exciting.
You'd never know.
No.
Right?
No.
I think I'm like 6 foot and some change.
Wow. Tallest Italian that ever lived. We got him here, folks.
That's right. That's
authentic Italian. You're not the typical American Italian, 5'2", ego 7'4".
Right.
Manages the Comedy Store.
Right. Depending on who I'm.
Shout out to Richie.
Depending on the argument, the ego inflates. The Italian ego, Italian pride comes out. You know.
Hey, nothing. Well, I was gonna say nothing wrong with that, but I personally I find there to be quite a bit wrong.
Yeah.
The thing with the Italians is. Typically good people, but you wouldn't know it from the way they present themselves.
We get hot really fast, you know. We're passionate people.
Yeah.
We go 0 to 10. There's no in between a lot of the time.
There was an old Italian dude who used to live in the same apartment complex as me when I lived when I first moved out here, and he used to get really angry at someone, and he would smack the bottom of his shoe, and then like while standing, lift his foot up, smack it, and then act as if he was throwing something.
That's it.
It always made me really excited.
There's one of these, too, a lot of the times. You ever see this one?
Yeah.
They go, ah.
They're preventing themselves from saying
from biting
something.
You or biting something else. I don't know.
They're a wily people, the Italians.
We're sick. We're sick freaks.
Are you Italian on both sides, or is it just dad?
Both sides, but I have a little Irish in me as well.
Sure.
And
everyone does.
My go-to cheesy jokes, like my liver and my exits, and people don't get it. They go, what? And they're Irish.
Those bastards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, then they accept it.
Yeah. My grandfather was a cop, though, in New York, out of Brooklyn, and like that was such an Irish, like he's like the Irish side's like so Irish.
Yeah.
Cop, you know, hard-nosed dude from back in the day, Irishman.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. And so you're from New York, I take it.
From Jersey, actually.
Jersey.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. I tell people New York a lot. See, wait, where are you from originally?
I'm from Kansas.
Okay.
I've got no reason to be able to judge anyone, but for some reason, it just feels better to always go, ugh, when someone says they're from Jersey.
Do you think that's because of the perception of us in the media, or is it because of your own experience?
I think it's a combination of Jersey Shore ruining
Bastards.
The state for everyone.
They killed it.
And then it's just, you know... What do people know about New Jersey? They just know that it's kind of like New York, and then part of it's kind of like Philadelphia, and then there's a middle part that no one knows anything about.
That's the where it smells, by Newark.
That's what I assumed.
Yeah.
The only place I've ever been was New Brunswick, and it wasn't that cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I'm from there, we like to say we have a little bit of everything. We got the shore, we have the city.
Sure.
Everything in between, best delis, best bagels, best pizza in the world.
Well, New Jersey is taking claim to the best pizza in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Number one. Just got it on some random website that wanted to get clicks.
That's not bad.
It's true. No, really. It's out there. It's out. Someone wrote about it.
They go, look, everyone in New Jersey will click on this. So
thousands of clicks.
The population. I don't know what the population of Jersey is. It's got to be like 3 million.
I don't know either. But
you guys have the NFL football stadium.
We do. I grew up really close to there.
And then
Meadowlands,
but no one was ever like, hey, should we try and get claim to the name of this football team?
Yeah.
You
I
just
never
let
understood
it go.
That. Everyone. The only one, you know what happened? It was only the Nets. And then they went to New York.
Yeah. They moved
away.
That
was all we had. Oh, the Devils too. But they're still there. The Devils are still there, right?
And the New Jersey Devil is like a thing, right? That's like a Sasquatch. It's like some
it
sort
is.
Of a real, not real, but it's a legendary creature.
Yeah.
What is a New Jersey Devil?
My problem with this is I'm from so far north in Jersey. To me, it's like the South. I don't know. Like it's from down south.
You're basically a New Yorker.
I want to be because I'm, yeah. I'm like that close to the border, right near the George Washington Bridge, really close to the New York City area. See the city,
okay,
from the house area, you know.
Yeah, I think I saw an Unsolved Mysteries or something about it once.
Could
the
have been
New
my
Jersey
uncle.
Devil.
And, oh, the devil! I thought you meant a murder. I was gonna say my uncle, someone in my know, something.
Do you
Italian.
Have a family member who's been murdered?
No. No, dude. No.
Dude, you're not. Yeah. He's like, we've murdered, but we've never been murdered.
We've always been that family that gets ahead. Yeah, we're on top.
Hashtag Jersey winning. I don't know if that's, it should be a hashtag. All right, there's some interesting facts about you here. First is that you wrote and were in a Super Bowl commercial this
year.
That's
true. It just happened. Yeah.
What was the commercial for?
It was crazy. It's for this tech company called ClickUp that I got hired to start writing for. And we did a Founding Fathers bit. And it was just a bit like for advertising over the year. And then they ended up picking it. And they were like, we like this so much. We tested it. Let's try and do it for the Super Bowl. And then we like rewrote it, made it funnier, and it aired.
Nice.
And I spent millions of dollars on my idea, which I don't think was smart, but it aired. It got out there. It's over.
It's there. It's too
late.
It's
gone.
Now.
It's in the. Yeah, it was pretty cool to see it like during the game.
All right. And so you're an actor.
I'm an
entertainer.
I'm really an interviewer and a host, and I do comedy as well. But then I also act a little bit. So this is always funny for me. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm like, oh my god.
Oh. Damn.
There they are, a bunch of old white men who found the country, and there we are as people who use computers today.
I didn't even know that they had computers. Look at that.
That was the whole idea.
Yeah.
That was as simple as my concept was. Hey, what if the presidents had computers? That was literally the bit.
But they still got the feathered pen.
Yeah. I'm actually holding it strong. And speaking of painting my hair on, you know, that was a bald cap. Just want you to know. Italians are very insecure at how our hair is.
Damn it.
You know?
Wow. It freaked me out that the television works.
I know.
That was cool.
Yeah, we're going to.
Great tech team here.
Yes, I am. It's that guy.
But anyway, what I was saying is I always interview people, so I really I almost like need to chill a little bit in this environment.
Listen, if you feel like you need to take it, you know, I'm always willing to play along. I'm happy to let you interview me if you want to try that out.
I just want to know what kids called you growing up in Kansas. Like, what was the worst nickname you had?
My brother started calling me Dixter, and and then that spread like wildfire throughout the second grade. And so that kind of bothered me for a while. And then other than that, I never really had a nickname. I used to try and give myself nicknames all the time, but none of them ever stuck.
What was one that you wanted?
God, I can't even remember. They were all really, you know, catchy. Greatest Dude That Ever Lived. That was a title I was trying to really push 4th through 6th grade. I couldn't even tell you. I never had a good one.
Yeah, me neither. Pauly, that was it.
Pauly.
Pauly Walnuts, Sopranos. Everything's cliche from where I'm from, man.
God. Do you like the Sopranos?
Love them.
Really?
Yeah.
I just started watching it really for the first time over the pandemic, and I'm fully convinced that Gandolfini is spectacular, and every other character on that show should never be on a TV show ever.
They sort of are doing like they're caricatures of the types of people, but I think because I'm from there, it was a lot like real people to me, which maybe sounds biased, but like they're really. Well, there was a lot of people that we grew up with who like talk like that and look like that.
Yeah, I had a conversation with Tim Dillon about the same thing where I'm like, yeah, it just seems like there's one character that has depth and you're like, all right, there's a lot going on with this guy. And then everyone else is just like,
it's true.
And you're like, I don't see that. The guy from Bruce Springsteen's band, that guy should never be on camera.
He just goes, hey, don't, the whole time.
Yeah, and then Paulie is one of the other guys, right?
Yeah, Paulie Walnuts.
Yeah, and that guy, also, I'm just like, I don't buy this.
Well, that's what people said about the movie they just made, because the actors who played all those characters were really ridiculous. Like, more than the, and it was almost like what you're saying, what was really there to do in a younger form besides just, like, being, like, caricatures a bit.
And the movie, this is the Saints of Newark.
Yeah.
And this is supposed to be based on the screenplay that the nephew wrote in the original Sopranos?
No.
Not true?
No. It's just a prequel to the time period The Sopranos takes place in. But the nephew does write a movie.
Yeah.
It's just not that. Christopher writes some horror death movie. I can't remember the name of it now.
Yeah.
I'd like to know.
I just read something online. They're like, this is Christopher's screenplay, and that's why parts of it seem cheesy. And I'm like, oh, yeah, because that guy's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. No, his real screenplay in the series is cheesy, and it comes off that way in the show.
I didn't make it through the whole movie, but I know it was like they presented it like this is the Tony Soprano origin story. But then that guy was like, it was like 20%
of
the movie.
That was a good marketing trick that they did. They're like, they love Tony Soprano?
Yeah.
And we're all like,
yeah.
This is his movie.
His son is in it. This is going to be great. And then you're like, oh, he's not really.
He was there for a few minutes. But you know what's a good movie is this Colombiana.
Yeah, I was about to say. What the fuck is Colombiana?
Oh, wow. It's Wednesday night action. Is that.
Jesus.
It says the name of the movie was called Cleaver.
Cleaver, that's right. It was like a fake. I mean, obviously, it was a fake horror movie that he wrote. And like, I'm writing Cleaver. It was this whole, like, hilarious
God
horror.
God damn it. These fucking Italian characters. That's really what's bringing everyone down.
Dude, you know I'm a stereotype when, like, the amount of times I talk about this stuff in my life is so common.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about, it's like, I talk about this every day. It's maybe a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Where I'm from, people only associate me with Wizard of Oz, which is incredibly frustrating since most of that movie takes place in a fictitious land and not Kansas.
Right.
But no one's ever like, you know, the first 2 minutes, right? That's you. It's always like midgets and craziness.
But you did grow up with small people.
I do get along very well, and Willow is my favorite movie. If they ever do a Willow reboot, I know Val Kilmer's, you know, but can we get Val Kilmer on?
He's a stranger.
He's very strange. All right, so you met your wife while interviewing her. That's another fact I know about you.
Yes.
What were you interviewing her for? Do you have your own podcast? Do you have a show?
At the time, I was working for a radio company, so it was a radio interview.
Okay.
It was a video interview for a radio company. She was promoting music.
Okay.
And it was like this, and you just never know. You know, I don't know how you're feeling about the moment now. But
I feel good.
Yeah.
There's definitely romance here.
Yeah.
It might be a you thing. It's possible that whoever you interview, there's just chemistry.
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to bring it for you because it's your show.
Let me ask you this. Are you 100% straight?
Is anyone? Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah.
I have never been asked that. But yeah, I mean, I'm married to a woman and I like women. But I can lower it for the tonight.
Speaking of tonight,
I'm like trying to make him sweat.
The Tonight Show's host, Jimmy Fallon, once told me, you're only 19, you don't know what you are. And when I explained to him, you know, I'm into chicks, and he was like, you don't know. And I'm like, someday you're going to be the host of the Tonight Show, and if I ever get on, I'm going to ruin your career by talking about this.
I'm glad you're bringing that up. Yeah, I would love to.
We're just putting it out there.
That's great.
All right, so you're interviewing her, and then at what point during the interview are you like, I got to make a move? Or is the Italian in you just, you're always making the move?
So honestly, I mean, man, that's like a tough.
Like she walked in and your brain was like, checkmate, we got to,
Honestly, that's exactly what happened. I was like, oh, who's this?
Yeah.
And that, it was a rarity for me. I will say when I'm working and I'm actually trying to interview someone, have a moment with them, I'm not like trying to hit on them. It was a weird, like, what is going on?
Right.
And in The Godfather, when Al Pacino, he goes, I'm struck by the lightning, the thunderbolt or whatever the line is.
Yeah.
When he sees Apollonia in Italy, it felt like that for me. And so I saw her and there was this thing here. And obviously I was professional and I did the interview. We were sort of like flirty and cutesy during the interview. And then after,
you
I
didn't
asked
like
her
throw
out,
in like creepy. And,
no.
If someone were to present you with a penis,
right?
What's the top 10 things you would do?
Right.
So that's where I would go.
Yeah. If an interviewer asked you out tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I honestly, it went through my head. Like there was a moment in the interview where she was like talking about not getting kissed in Italy. And in my head, I was like, I could be that guy for you.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I didn't say it. I had the radar to be professional, thankfully, because it would have cut off maybe our future romance. And then I slid into the DMs, asked her out for years.
So smart.
Tried. She was busy. She was dating cooler guys. And then eventually.
God, break him down.
Yeah.
Old school.
Eventually. Just said, Jersey Waves. Hit him over the head with it.
Waited it out.
Well, yeah.
You're going to make your mistakes and then you'll come back.
Right. And eventually she asked me out a couple years later. We went out and here we are. You married
full
circle. With a child. And we actually We have the first 15 minutes of our meeting on camera. So I hope you one day look at this footage.
This could be it.
And say,
people are
going to
go, hey, that was the moment that you left your family, went gay.
That's when it went from 100. Yeah. It started to just go down.
did the one thing you swore you would never do, and that's fall in love with an Italian man. I was raised right. That was the only thing my parents said, was just like, don't ever fall in love with an Italian
man. Sounds like
a
real Midwest rule.
They'll run you around.
Sounds like a real rule.
Yeah, unless you're in Chicago, we know, like, you got to steer clear.
Yeah.
These guys are up to no good. What's the worst crime you've ever committed?
Worst.
Yeah, I mean, obvious. He's got a thick criminal past. Things were falling off of trucks when he was in middle school.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep.
Have you ever been arrested?
No.
Never?
No.
So good.
I still.
Yeah.
I still. No, I'm more innocent than I portray, probably. I stole gum. My mom.
We've all been there.
Walked me back. Made me.
Is that right?
Give it back to them. I was the most embarrassed I think I've ever been.
I
had a whole mouth of gum. And I was like.
So you were chewing it.
Chewing the whole thing. And I was like, here you go. I stole this.
Yeah.
But here's this.
Where'd you steal it from?
Kings. It's a supermarket in Jersey.
Yeah,
like
screw them.
Yeah.
Are you familiar?
Honestly, it's
overpriced. That's a real thing?
It was a good lesson for me, you know. Don't get caught.
Yeah.
Don't steal with your mom.
Yeah.
You know?
You got to do it right. I used to steal packs of baseball cards when Target first opened in Kansas City. I just remember, you know, I think at the time my thought was like, hey, I want baseball cards. I should take them. But looking back now, I know that my mind was like, hey, corporate greed cannot hold us down. They don't need all these baseball cards. They're going to try and ruin America just like the rest of these corporations. So slip a few in my shoes and walk out of here an inch taller.
Right.
And, you know, my parents don't know about that. So just so you know, I did it a lot.
That was, hey, good business incentive there.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting the good cards.
I said these baseball cards are only going to keep going up in
That's
value.
It.
And they didn't.
Everyone's going to have cards in the future.
They're not worth that much from that era. If I had stolen like 1960s baseball cards, I could be retired right now. But instead, like a loser.
So many collectibles, if you think about our upbringing. I mean, I grew up like 80s, 90s. That like really has that. Like, nothing's valuable. We were like obsessed with stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I got my Pogs. I got my cards. I collected Star Wars soda cans when the prequels came out.
Wow.
They were drinking. What was I doing?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, I don't even know if you're allowed to be Italian after admitting that.
Yeah, you're right.
You might officially be like weird European.
Yeah, frugal European, like trying to make money on the recyclables.
Pog, so you must be younger than me. How old are you?
I was going to make you guess, but I don't know. 34.
Okay, yeah, that's a perfect Pog age. Were you a Pog guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Got the slammers, the poison.
My God. I don't even know what that means.
This just went green. I just wanted you. Oh, never mind. Just making sure.
I know what a Pog is. There are just these little circle collective things. It was a circle made out of cardboard. And, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I only know because my sister had some. And then they had, like, a thicker piece of plastic.
It was like the slammer, right? The slammer.
Did
you say that?
One,
yeah, the metal one. It was like the fidget spinner, though. It was like just this thing that caught on and exploded and, you know, was made in China.
Was the point to get other people's Pogs? I don't remember.
I think you slammed them, right? You like would try and get people's. Yeah. And that was what was fun, is they all had different designs. So you'd actually get new ones from friends when you played.
Right.
And that was the thing for us. It was like, ooh, we're going to get new Pogs. But it was just a early form of gambling, I think.
Yeah,
you know,
it really
which
was.
Led to
hook you early.
An addiction for a lot of kids.
Yeah. I knew someone who had an Alf Pog. That's the only one
nice.
I remember was Alf on a Pog.
That's funny.
But yeah, like I remember in, I don't know, early, mid-90s, I would still go to baseball card conventions when they'd come to Kansas City because, you know, I was a serious collector. I was trying to get every Andy Van Slyke baseball card there was. And since I was the only one on the planet who was trying to do that, it was tough to find them. But at some point they started, like, the Pog dealers started having tables in the convention. I just remember being like, it's all going to shit.
Yeah.
And America literally crumbled within 2 years of the Pog craze, so...
It was a bubble. Faded out.
Yeah, there was a lot of just worthless shit. Consumerism was really being pushed in general, I think.
when I grew up, or in general.
All throughout
the
late 1900s.
Yeah.
It was just like, you need to buy whatever the fuck this is.
Right, everyone's doing it. All the kids have it.
It was a different time. The Sarahs are mocking the 1900s right now. It was a better time. Honestly, this whole century has been garbage from the beginning. Nothing about it that's worthwhile. You became a brick oven pro during the pandemic. What does that even mean? Is that you cook pizzas in
these,
a brick oven?
These facts you have for me are incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Do you know someone here? How did they find you, by the way?
No, I was under the 101 looking for drugs, and this guy said, hey.
How do you know this guy?
A drugs. We met actually in the radio business, on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
But I am a stranger.
Well, yeah, you're a stranger to me.
Yes.
So, but there's strange things afoot.
Yeah.
There's too many weird facts. Yeah. All right. So, what is that? What is a brick oven?
So, what you said earlier, you didn't realize it, but it meant the world to me. You said you're not some fake Italian American. You're a real Italian.
Yeah.
And I've sort of tried to live that as I've gotten older. First, I learned the language late. In life. I learned it, went over there, learned it, got into the Italian culture.
So you actually went to Italy?
Yeah, went there. My grandparents are from there. I went there. Yeah, yeah. I might be describing like little Italy, you know, around the corner. Learned the language, and then I got really into like Italian suits and just being like this Italian guy. When I came back, I was like a different person. I got back to America, and I was like, ciao tutto, hey, come stai?
Unbelievable. That was
smoking
Italian?
Smoking cigarettes, drinking espresso 24/7.
They love cigarettes over there.
Yeah, it was all the time.
Yeah.
Right? And then as I've gotten older, I'm a dad now. We just moved out here a year ago, and we have a little brick oven situation that we're messing with. And I just, you know, pandemic, I wasn't working as much. I'm spending hours like making dough in my kitchen, just trying to like figure out how to make.
This is the most Italian shit in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This is like going to be the greasiest episode you've ever had. And I got really into it, but now I'm at the point in L.A. where, like, I really don't think there's that, and this is, like, a hot take, but there's not, like, great pizza in L.A. There's some decent spots.
Is there?
But not really.
The thing with L.A. is we have absolutely incredible Mexican food, and there's, like, 45 different types of Mexican food. 44 of them I don't want to eat. I'm looking for, you know, quality Tex-Mex.
Right.
And, all the other types of food are pretty terrible. They have good Thai food here.
Sushi's good here, too.
See, I don't eat sushi.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Kansas, so that's not allowed.
Wasn't by the water.
I mean.
Is it?
You want it fresh. And
we don't have sushi in the Ozarks.
No, we don't. Catfish sushi? That would be, that's like the most Kansas City thing I think I could think of. And it's just disgusting. Anyway, there's no good barbecue out here.
Mm.
There's been like three different barbecue places that were like Kansas City Barbecue Company, or there's one that's like, a place called the Bear Pit way up in the valley.
Nice.
And they claim that they're Missouri style barbecue, and I don't have a fucking clue what that means, but it's all terrible.
I actually don't know what the difference is. Because of where I'm from, between Kansas City and Texas, like, what was it, the sauce?
Yeah, Texas barbecue is spicier. Memphis barbecue is sweeter. Carolina barbecue is mustards. Yeah. Kansas City barbecue is smokier. And
oh, I'd like that the most then.
Yeah.
Smoky.
I think it's the best.
Nice.
They have a good dry
the
rub.
Smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no. I like.
If you go to an authentic Kansas City place, they actually put their cigarettes out on the meat.
I was actually into this. I'm such a like cliche dad. When you get married and have a kid, like you just get into stuff like too much, right? Like I have too much time on my hands. I was smoking meats before the pizza.
Nice.
And then I was getting into, now I'm into pizza. But here in LA, I'm thinking like maybe I should start boxing this and delivering it, because I'm doing it the Italian, like all, home country style, like a few ingredients of the dough. It's very fresh, very simple.
Right.
And I feel like, I mean, I don't have the time like or the resources, but I'm like, I'm just going to franchise and be the new Papa John's.
So smart.
You know?
But don't be Papa John's, because they're the worst pizza that ever
existed.
Yeah,
maybe the authentic version of Papa John's.
Yeah.
You know, which means like make it authentic in the beginning and then franchise and make a ton of money and don't matter about the product. Just get big. It's capitalism.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah. But the start of it is about the passion.
Yeah.
For pizza.
I want it to be like Pizza Hut in the 80s.
Yeah, right. Oh, what a boom, man.
Yeah.
Yo, when was
it was a sit-down restaurant.
Yeah.
the nice frosted plastic cup.
The red cups? What happened to those
ice cold Mountain Dew when it really meant something in the world?
Why don't people go to there for birthday parties anymore? Like, that was the spot.
Yeah, it was. Pizza Hut was the bomb. And they had book it. You could earn your pizzas.
The salad bar.
Pizza buffet at lunch.
Yeah.
I used to go to the Pizza Hut buffet with my best friend was this dude named Tamru, and his parents were from Ethiopia. And we would go, we'd take our bucket when we filled them up, and we'd go get our free pan pizza. And then eventually we started getting the buffet because our parents really were doing a lot better. And his mom would always go, "Oh, Tamru will have the buffet." And we thought it was funny every single time to hear an Ethiopian woman say buffet. Really, that was the highlight of my childhood.
That's awesome.
In a lot of ways.
I love that.
And so how old is your kid?
She's four now.
She's four.
Yeah, born in New York.
Okay.
She's a Californian for a bit.
And do you guys like living in California? Is it weird? Is it?
My wife lives here a decade. She's comfortable here. I've only been here a year, so I like it now after a year. But it's like it's a slow burn. But I just want to keep the Italian stereotypes going. I actually just recently got a Vespa here.
Yes.
So
that's on the list.
Oh,
actually.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We get to that.
It's the Italian bio.
Yeah.
So when I was making me fall in love with the town here, because everyone in here is in their cars and they're angry and they all go to like one freeway and we're all like individually angry on the freeway.
Yeah.
And now I don't take the freeway. I just take back roads to take extra time.
Yeah.
And I'm like enjoying the scenery. I'm
You're cruising.
Wow, I'm on a mountain.
Yeah.
Like I don't even think about it when I'm in my car rushing around here. But now I put music on, super dangerous. Don't hear anything around me.
You don't need to.
I just go into the road.
The important thing is that no one is thinking about you regardless of whether you can see it or not. So your chances of dying are great anyway.
Great anyway, yeah.
And do you really want to know it's coming?
Yeah.
No. Put on the music. What are you listening to when you drive around on a Vespa?
When I first got it, it was literally like Dean Martin for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It was like nonstop.
I mean, I'm picturing like Italian operas and
that
stuff.
That too, all of it. And then now it's whatever my mood is, it's people I'm listening to and depends on the where I'm at.
Right.
But it was very Italian for a bit. I put that music on a lot, though, at home. Like, it's just my comfort music.
Yeah.
It's like making pizza.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett. Yeah. Sinatra, all that.
I saw Tony Bennett at a Trader Joe's one time.
No way. Here?
Yeah. True story.
How was that?
I mean, I was just like, is that fucking Tony Bennett? And I was angry. And, I was standing in line. There's nothing at Trader Joe's I want to buy. But at the time, I just started dating my now wife. And
like,
yeah, I'll pick up for you, whatever. So I go into Trader Joe's and I'm immediately like, man, this chick better be worth it. Because this place sucks. There's nothing in this grocery store. Fuck everything. Hey, is that Tony Bennett? And then it was just like standing there watching him. And he was like literally trying to make sure he got his kudos.
He's
was looking around like, does anyone fucking know I'm Tony Bennett?
It's me, Tony Bennett, hey!
And then some lady did recognize him, and he immediately just throwing the charm on hard.
That's so funny.
She's like, oh, have a beautiful lady recognize. I'm just like,
oh my God.
He's throwing it on. She wasn't even slightly attractive. That was really the thing. Was I'm like, you don't have to lie to her.
It seems like the opposite in L.A. too. When someone's very famous, they really don't want to be seen, I feel like, here for the most part, right?
He was all about it. I mean,
depending on who it is.
I think they want you to think they don't want to be seen, but they all want to be seen.
You know, I just saw in the Valley, which is related to the comedy world we're in, is Bert Kreischer was online with me. I don't know if you know Bert.
Yeah.
I've never met the guy, but his laugh is like so recognizable to me. And you think it's like a put on thing. I don't know him personally at all. And I hear the laugh and I'm like, it's almost like someone listening to Bert Kreischer. And it was him and his wife. And he was like in the beer aisle. Literally. And he was just like. I was like, oh, my God, it's him. But that's how LA is, I feel like. It's like. And I went up to him. I was like, hey, you need an opener?
Yeah. He didn't buy in?
He didn't hear me.
He didn't even hear you.
I had headphones.
It's because Tony Bennett was in the wine aisle next to him.
Oh no, yeah, I was smoking a cigarette and drinking espresso. I was
so
I couldn't.
Smart.
I was distracted by everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
You smoke cigars.
I do.
That's a very manly thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you graduate from cigarettes to cigars, or do you party anyway? As long as there's nicotine, you'll inhale.
No, I actually was never a big cigarette guy.
It was only in Italy.
It was only, yeah, a little bit. And then Cigars was in Italy and then beyond. And it became like kind of a, I was just talking about this week, became kind of my retreat, like now as a busy guy with a family. Like yeah. when I just go have a stogie, especially with friends, it's just a nice way to like check out and you don't have your phone. And I find I have less and less of that type of time. So the cigar has become terrible for my health mouth wise, but it's like that. It's like a meditation in this weird, you know, LA wellness way to say,
yeah,
it's a meditative thing.
It's a lot better than the self help that people are doing.
Yeah,
in
it's
Los
not
Angeles.
Like a retreat. Yeah. That costs $10,000 a day. It's just a couple.
You ever just intimidate someone, put your cigar out on their face?
That'd be sick.
Yeah, I'd like
I
to see
do that.
That's more of an aggressive Italian move that you ought to consider adopting. Maybe smoke it on the Vespa. Just pull up to a stoplight. Someone has their window down.
Yeah. Road rage. What a great road rage ending. Hopefully
something to
it ends.
Think about. Something to consider.
I like that. I don't know if I could be that aggressive to someone else, but it's worth a try.
You can do it as long as afterwards you go, I'm from Jersey.
Yeah.
And then people are just like,
what, you never had a butt put on your face?
Never sounded, been to Jersey?
It sounded wrong, I admit. It,
especially the in butt. Parts of Los Angeles, they'll be like, yeah, I've had butts in my face. Come by Rage later this week. See me cage dancing. All right, we're going to take a break for a second.
Great.
And then Sarah will come in and ask you some more questions. And
cool.
We will respect your Italian heritage a lot. Wink. All right,
uh-oh.
We'll be back.
Say hi.
Guys, we are back. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. You're not going to believe the hijinks that happened while we were on break. Don't want to talk about it. We'll never bring it up again. Sarah's here.
Yeah.
Sarah, can you believe everything we just saw? Don't mention it. Don't say anything that happened. Crazy stuff. Maybe if you stay tuned in, you'll find out eventually, but probably not.
That's right. I just have to say, I'll just say one thing. It's bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah, exactly right.
I just want to... say, first of all, I feel like we're going to have a spinoff podcast where I debate you about all your hatreds for different TV shows, because The Sopranos is one of the greatest TV shows of all time.
Ancillary
characters, I think, are fantastic.
They're the worst.
And when I was watching it, I was like eating so much Italian food and
yeah.
I was angry all the time. Mm-hmm. I was cussing all the time. Like I was like morphing into them. And what's her name? Nurse Jackie. She's like...
Carmela Soprano.
Yeah, Carmela.
Edie Falco.
She like said that they were so entrenched in those characters, like that they were all drinking and doing drugs, like so
wow.
much, like it really bad. Like it took a toll on their bodies.
I believe it.
Good.
Because they were like so ingrained in those characters.
You would have to be drunk to play characters as stupid as most of the side characters on that show. Do you hear me?
That's not true.
Do you hear me?
Wait, how much of The Sopranos did you watch?
I made it through
I knew it.
Exactly.
Two and a half seasons.
Oh, okay. Well, still enough to have that chance.
Did you see that Super Bowl commercial with Meadow Soprano and AJ? That was the other Super Bowl commercial that was like, it was amazing.
They basically reshot the whole open
in
high def.
Yes, but with Meadow.
Yeah, I don't, it meant nothing, whatever it was.
Well, you've lost all credibility with me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you had any to begin with?
A lot of these shows, I can't get into it. I tried watching The Wire as well. Just not my cup of tea.
What show do you like? Yellow Jackets, like something where they eat people. You're like, yeah, I can get on board with this.
I didn't know. Is there cannibalism involved in that show?
Yes.
I'll give it a shot. Anything where people are murdered and violently desecrated, I will
at
least.
And teenage soccer
players.
Wait,
you're talking about
even
The Sopranos.
More.
Yeah, hold on.
Even more.
I'll give it a shot. I'm not saying I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'm like, look, the wrong people are getting murdered here.
Not asshole teenage girls that play soccer. You're like, yeah, all of you deserve to
die. Those people can go.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I went to some high school girls soccer games. Never got laid, ever. So, you know.
This is last week. Yes.
Sarah, it was pre-pandemic, okay?
Okay,
but,
okay. Just trying to get my timeline down.
Yeah. Most shows I find horrible. It's hard for me to enjoy anything.
I know.
It honestly
I
is.
I know. I've known you for a long time. Like, I've yet to find anything that you enjoy except complaining about things.
Yeah. Yeah. Without not enjoying things, I wouldn't enjoy anything. So.
What part of Italy are you from? Is your family from?
Napoli, the birthplace of mozzarella and pizza. Yeah.
Yes.
Naples.
Naples, yeah. Yeah. And is that where you went when you went back?
No, I actually studied in Florence, but okay. I went, saw family all over Italy, so Rome and Naples. I went all over, like, for the whole time I was there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So my family's from Campobasso, which the central, they're like farmer, like the
Campobasso.
Poor farmers.
Yeah. Well, my father-in-law is from down in Calabria, like off a farm, too, mm-hmm. like farm country Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Campobasso. What
the fuck is going on, man?
Yeah.
We're
having a moment, so calm
Cugini.
Down. Back
What's
off.
Your last name?
My Italian name is Fiori.
Fiori. Mm-hmm. You know what it means?
Flower.
Of course. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. My uncle owned my grandfather owned a flower shop in Chicago.
Nice.
A lot of the family stayed in the
Fiori.
Family business.
Oh, I've heard of the Fioris.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
the Fioris.
They have the airstrip in the backyard, that kind of
oh, cool.
family business.
The flair.
What
like
were they using it for?
Oh, I don't know. I think they just liked flying.
Don't be fooled really by the flower shop, yeah. all right? These guys know how to cut everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Is this a Sopranos episode? What's happening right
Wait,
now?
Wait, tell Tony about
I didn't make it this far. Enough.
I'm sitting down with Sarah Fiori right now, Tony. What am I going to do?
Yeah. Have you been to Italy before, Rick?
No.
Do you have any interest in going?
Not really. I mean, I had to do a report on Italy in the sixth grade. And
okay. So that's your familiarity.
What did you say?
I basically just plagiarized the 1994 World Book Encyclopedia about Italy.
Right.
You know, you guys have a vast history of traditions and...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't really remember much else. I know there's a bunch of blonde Italians in the north, and I was told not to talk about that in my report. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the shadiest Italians are from Sicily, and we can't really even consider them Italians. They're so far.
The Sicilians are the shadiest.
Yeah, those are the ones that are. I don't want to say gross because they seem violent, and I don't want to insult them that much, but they're islanders. Mm. That's all I'm going to say. I think we all know what people who are surrounded by water.
What's weird about there is it's not that old. Like, the regions were all their own countries not that long ago. Mm-hmm. I don't know much of the history, but that's why it's so, like, every region's like its own little country there. It's only been unified, I don't know the date, 1800s maybe?
Yeah.
1700s?
It's not that long.
I always give Mussolini full credit for really unifying the Italian people.
All agreeing just
yeah.
of their just, own fruition, just yeah. agreeing on stuff.
Now I'm insecure about anything I say after that mention, you know, on publicly. You know, you just never know.
When yeah.
something I say now could cancel me in the future.
Yes.
When it's, you know.
I've been
how proud you are of Mussolini.
Yeah, whatever I say.
Yeah. He's my favorite pasta maker.
I'm one of the only pro Mussolini podcasters out there. A lot of people say he did a lot of bad work, and I go, hey, you know what? The guy, he got things done. You know, did he pick the wrong side? Yeah, he did. But you can't blame him, you know?
Did you study out there, you said?
Yeah,
How long were you there?
Just a half a year, but then I went back.
It's a long time.
Every year for years. Like, every year after that, I kept going back to see family.
Uh-huh.
And
you
then
still have family there?
I still have family there. My wife has family there. We actually need to go back.
Is she Italian,
she
too?
She is, yeah. She's Italian and Polish, so we have a nice little hybrid going on.
There's no jokes to be made about the Polish, so.
Yeah.
I guess we'll just move on then.
And your wife, what does she do?
She's a singer-songwriter, an artist.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because your wife is what's her name?
Christina Perry.
Perry.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Jar of Hearts.
Katy Perry. It's really Katy Perry.
It's really?
No. It's like not the best.
I don't know anything about Katy Perry.
You think
at
I make
all,
a better joke about my wife at this point?
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. So yeah, she had a bunch of songs out and new music coming out, and I'm here to promote it. So if you guys want to check out,
that's what this is
my
about.
Are you her manager?
Yeah, I'm working for her on the side. I'm doing some management, doing some PR.
Some music over here.
What is this? Is the radio show, right? You guys spinning records over here.
You're her personal chef.
That's true. That is true, actually. Yeah.
And what's the best thing that you cook? What's your the best, like, obviously you're right now, pizza is your...
You're a brick oven man.
Brick
we know
oven
that.
Man.
That's one of
and
the main facts
about you.
How many
ingredients are in your dough?
I think 5.
Yes.
Super simple.
See, that's, in my yeah. opinion, that is what always, like, people do wrong with food. Because, like, yeah. I have a meatball ingredient, and there's, like, 6
simple.
Things. A meatball ingredient, a meatball recipe, and a sauce
okay.
recipe. And the problem is people hide the flavor of
yeah.
the star. It's like when people make guacamole and they put too much in there.
Yeah.
It's like, no, the avocado's the star. Stop trying to cover up the star.
Yeah.
I've got my own tomato sauce recipe. I get a jar of ragu.
I was going to say. Yeah,
and
here
then
we go.
I put a little bit of that.
Ragu.
A little bit of that Parmesan.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kraft. You got to
sure.
get the Kraft, the powdered.
Yeah, yeah.
You put a little bit of that in there.
The stuff that's not refrigerated.
Yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Sure, sure, sure.
And then I don't know if you guys are familiar with a little thing called oregano, but I sprinkle a little bit in there.
That's good.
Yeah. And
you're
then.
Doing all right.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I'm feeling like extra crazy, I'll get that meat flavored ragu.
Oh.
So I made the mistake of getting that Prego one time, and they actually put meat in there, and that's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's
you cook
Chef
it with the
Boyardee.
Meat, and then you strain the meat out, and you just get that meat flavor.
Oh, gross. That's so, actually the right way to do it, though.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's the old way, but it's fresh meat, you know, not the canned, the jar meat.
No, you definitely want meat flavor from meat that died at least a year ago.
Yeah. Unless it's a leg of prosciutto, that's older leg,
yeah.
older meat. But
and where's your favorite? Is there an Italian place in LA where you're like, this place has great food?
You know, the one place we used to go to is Angelini, is an Italian restaurant here. I think that's like the best Italian food I've ever had here.
Mm-hmm.
But my go-to now for some ingredients I can't make, I go to this place called Pinocchio's in Burbank,
oh.
and the deli there is Monte Carlo. I'm not, this isn't an endorsement, but they do a good job. They play old school music. There's a bunch of angry old men.
So the vibe is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I go for the ambiance.
Yeah.
The
there's
ingredients
angry old
are
men.
Okay. There's angry old
men. It takes 20 minutes to get someone to
no,
help you.
It makes
it's
me feel,
very Italian.
It makes me feel like New York, New Jersey, Italian because there's
yeah.
like those types of people there.
Yeah.
And no, they have everything from Italy. So I get my flour. Like they have Italian flour there. They have like things like that that you would need for this type of cooking. They got prosciutto, it's fresh. They got good meat. They got good meatballs, that type of stuff. I'm not sold on the mozzarella, but, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's a good deli.
Sure.
So that's my spot now that I go to,
mm-hmm.
like, once a week.
For your meats, for your pizza.
Yeah. I go in there just to go there. I'll go
oh.
in there and be like, hey, how's it going? Like, I literally.
Timmy, Tommy,
what's
Paulie,
up? What are we doing?
Hey.
And they're like, put the cigar out.
Hey. Well, let me have a Manigault.
Drives the Vespa
a,
right up
Manigault.
To the counter.
The best was so obnoxious.
They never say the O. They're always like, the Manigault,
prosciutto.
The
yeah.
prosciutto. You're like, okay.
Get lazy with
okay.
it. Yeah.
Okay. So not an Olive Garden guy.
Well, I, you know.
Your family.
I would go for the right night.
You know what I do like? You put a little butter and a little bit of garlic on a piece of bread. You guys ever done that? Garlic bread? You guys familiar with garlic bread? It's unbelievable. Something to look into.
Oh,
yeah.
Pane di aglio. I'm saying in Italian just to make it.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
That might be what we're talking about. Yeah.
Wow.
Also, margarine works just as well.
No, it does not.
You take
Stop.
A piece of white bread, you margarine both sides, sprinkle a little of that garlic on there, and again, secret ingredient, oregano, just a sprinkle. That's
like
all it takes.
I like a little oregano on like a cold cut sandwich, a little sprinkle of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is margarine? I don't even know what that is.
It's vegetable oil.
Oh, okay.
That they whip up to
fake.
Pretend it's
fake
butter.
Oil.
Yeah.
Yes.
Isn't vegetable oil like canola oil? Isn't it from the rapeseed plant? Is that true?
Listen, I thought we talked earlier about not getting canceled.
I don't know. Is that true? Rapeseed? Or
which
grape,
is toxic
or grape?
Hold on.
Are you just being
wait,
Italian and not saying
no,
the G?
No, wait.
Rape.
No, because I looked it up once. I'm not even trying to. I looked it up once, and I think when it's not turned into oil, it's like it's poisonous, and then it becomes like a healthy, lower calorie oil. Is it rapeseed?
Rapeseed, also known as rape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that one I don't think has been confused.
Yeah.
I don't. Oh. That.
Do you guys sell rape here? That's what I'm gonna ask. Next time I'm at a...
I've drank some wine that's made from date rapes. Date grapes.
Some of us don't.
There's a few guys upstairs, I'm sure, they're looking to cultivar a girl tonight.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Sorry. It's too bad that that Paul just moved here, because if he had moved here 10 years ago when Jimmy and Joey were looking for another
man,
Jimmy.
You could have been the new Jimmy.
Or Jimmy.
They might, they're always
like
looking for
this Italian
new Jimmy.
Comedy duo.
Oh.
That were like, hey. Yeah.
I would have loved that.
They were the worst ever. If you've ever heard an Italian joke that is 100% from a website. That was their act.
They would just like look up Italian cliche.
It was the worst. Let me ask you this. If you're Italian, how come Italians don't like Jehovah's Witnesses? No witnesses.
Italians don't like any witnesses.
And then the other guy would just, that's all he would do. He'd just go, no witnesses.
You're like, honestly, you're describing me doing, that's how I do stand up, typically. It's mainly that.
I mean, those are the jokes you probably make it. Like, we would, like, it hear it at my grandpa's
I go to the doctor. I go, doctor, I got this rash on my neck. What's it from? He goes, I don't know. I go, hey, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
We're dying. Those are great jokes.
It was the worst.
There is a select group of people in New York that are like that, that also there's a crowd. There's a serious crowd for that humor. That Italian, it hits hard.
Yeah.
Where I'm from, you know? Like, what's his name? There's a guy. Goodfellas of Comedy. There's another guy. I think it's Uncle, you know, Uncle Louie? There's a comedian. He's been around
Uncle
forever.
Uncle Joey. You're talking about Joey Diaz.
No, I know
Cuban.
Joey Diaz.
Oh, he's Cuban.
There's an uncle guy in New York.
He's
in
the new
Sopranos
movie.
I wish I remembered.
Yeah.
But
he plays
like,
Italian guys
plays
all
Italian
the time.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
That's right. He's Cuban. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Benedetto? Yeah. Anthony Benedetto?
No.
Anthony?
Listen, I have no idea what
There's
you guys
a guy,
are talking about.
Italian guy named Anthony?
That's hard to believe. Benedetto?
Benedetto. Vic Benedetto. Oh, I'm way off.
Vic?
Paul Blart, yeah. And he does...
He's part of that Long Island crowd.
Yeah, there's a lot of Long Island comics I know.
He's the head of the
Goodfellas
of comedy.
Yeah.
That sounds like a fun show. Goodfellas. Are you familiar with the movie, Goodfellas? It's about Italian stuff. Anyway, you can look into it.
Okay. So what's your next food that you think you might get into? Is there something that you're interested in trying after you've... Like, do you anticipate getting bored with pizza and moving on, or doing like gelato?
This guy's real deal Italian. He's not going to get bored with pizza.
No, I'm going to take my two
hot pockets. Are you familiar with?
Yeah, I could make those in the oven.
Real ones.
I'm going to blend my two passions from the pandemic. So I got into barbecuing a little bit early on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I got into pizza. I'm going to do. Because of what Rick was saying earlier, I'm going to do barbecue meats in the brick oven. I don't know if anybody's doing this.
No.
Blend them. I've done steak in there once. I want to do more meat in there. The thing gets so hot, you could cook any piece of meat in like a few minutes. So
it
maybe some sort of like char, sear, barbecue would be interesting in there. Be different.
Mm-hmm. It'd be better than any barbecue in the city of Los
Angeles.
There's
a lot to do in the food business here, I think.
Yeah.
You think there's good barbecue here?
Yeah, I remember there was that place on Santa Monica Boulevard. To me, it's like a lot of times, as long as they just bring me the meat and then I can choose my sauce, I don't like it when they sauce it for me.
Oh.
Like, I'm like, I want to choose my sauce because I don't want you to bring it sauced. But it's a lot of it's about the sides for me. And if they have like fried okra, like cornbread fried okra, like that's like my thing.
Yeah, Southern barbecue.
Yeah. I guess I'm more of a Carolina barbecue kind of girl.
It's garbage. You're garbage, Carolina. Everything you've ever done is trash, and you know it. I don't understand mustard-themed barbecue. It makes no sense to me.
But mustard is always, when you're smoking a meat, you put mustard on there because mustard is part of the brine. So you put mustard on there so that the flavor of the smoke flavor and the spice and the rubs that you apply to it stick. So everybody rubs their meat in mustard, no matter where you're from. Doesn't matter, Kansas, Texas, rub it in mustard, and then you use your rub. And then you make your sauce. So, like, mustard is how everything starts.
Are
we going to agree to disagree?
No. I miss rubbing my meat.
Yeah.
But I meant I want to do more meat now. You're inspiring me. You're getting me hungry. I want to get more barbecuing over here.
We have a smoker at home.
You do? What do you got?
We smoke a lot.
What do you got?
We have a Traeger.
Nice.
Yeah.
I had one of the eggs on the East Coast. I got to get one over here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Had a little egg, smoke a meat.
You feel like I'm Mark. You're like, I have a George Foreman.
You ever see that Zuckerberg video, Mark Zuckerberg, where he's like, I'm smoking meats? You ever see it?
No, but
it's unbelievable.
Like it. We're gonna get canceled for sure. He's listening right now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That Zuckerberg's a real creep. I'm trying to start battles with people who have $1 billion. All of them.
Okay. I'm good.
No, I love the idea of Zuckerberg smoking meats, so.
He's into it.
What a pile of shit that guy is. Truly terrible.
That's all I have. That was like,
that's it?
That was like, yeah, those were my main
I love it.
Are you gonna raise your child? It's a daughter?
Yeah.
Are you gonna raise your daughter with full of Italian pride?
I think so. I think she's learning a mix of everything with my wife and I. She knows curse words in Italian already.
Nice.
She knows a couple of Italian. I learned the language because I wanted
Fangoo.
My... Yeah, yeah, right. I want her...
That's not a sauce.
Oh, okay.
I want her to know... Like, I learned the
mustard
language...
Mustard infused.
Yeah. I learned the language so my kids can know, and now I don't speak enough. So, like, when I first learned it, so I want her to learn the language at least. And then I will say, in, like, a very cutesy dad thing, we do make dough together. Like, we get flour all over each other. It's really fun. Like, it's fun that I want her to grow up with those types of traditions. Not so much the, like, you know, your uncle's in the Meadowlands.
Right.
Underneath the giant stadium.
Yeah, yeah. That parks
stuff.
Out.
Yeah. It's more like, here's the traditions from the home country. Here's what we do. And when someone wrongs you.
Yeah, you handle it.
You put your cigar out on their face.
Absolutely.
Get it right.
Wait until they're stopped at a stoplight. Yeah, right. This is very important.
You pour an espresso on it to turn the sizzle off.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it's sizzling.
Well, thank you, Paul. We appreciate it, man. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
Is there anything you want to promote your wife's?
Oh, I would love for everyone to check out, actually, my social media. I'm always doing comedy bits there, and I have a new travel show that's coming out on my social media soon. So come see me around the country messing and having fun with mom-and-pop shops.
Nice.
What's it called?
It's a pop-up show. It's coming out soon. Just going to plug it.
Where can we find you on social media?
Just my name, at Paul Costabile, Costabile. That's me.
Costabile.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This was great.
Costabile. Yeah, thanks. Fun. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for boozing me up, too.
Yeah, sure.
Chilling.
It's our secret. Guys, you can see Sarah where?
Oh, nowhere.
Nowhere.
I don't even get booked here anymore. Yeah. We're going to be doing we have a live show, Rick Ingram Talks to Strangers Live in the Belly Room, March 16th.
Yep.
Don't forget, you have to be here that day.
I have to be here?
Yeah, and don't forget to check out Rick's album.
Yep, check it out. If you're one of the people who wants to send me messages complaining about audio, just know, appreciate it. That's always nice.
Is that a thing? Is that people are already doing that?
I had people telling me that it sounds like I recorded it on my phone, and then someone sent me a thing saying that I need to turn the laugh track up.
Oh wow!
And right. I hope they think it's a real laugh track and that I just recorded that.
I
stuff
love that
in
anybody thinks that you would actually record yourself and put it out. Like, there's nothing you want to do less. We had to beg you to put this album out.
Yeah, when Sosa sent me the audio clips to listen to, that was like the first time I've listened to myself in years, and I gotta say, a lot sexier than I thought, but not as funny as I was hoping. So.
That's not true.
You do what you got to do, you know? But yeah, check it out. It's fun, and, you know, some people are going to be offended by it, so there's always that. That's the most
Thank
important
God.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So check it out. Come to the live show. And if you know anyone who's, like, grotesque, just, like, really disgusting looking, has a terrible life story, send them. Because, you know, we'd love to talk to them about how gross they are. All right. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Cool. Good talk.
Hey, Winx, how did that sound?
Wow. Winx.
If you'd like to be a guest on our show, please DM IngramPod on Twitter. That's IngraHam Pod on Twitter.
Goodbye to everyday people.
Special thanks to The Comedy Store and to Brian Rips for the dope-ass music.